suffering has another aspect, which is sometimes referred to as the existential aspect. In recent years, I've liked to use the word incompleteness. No matter what we do, where we go, how we behave, we just don't seem to be satisfied. Yet at the same time, we long for completeness. We long for satisfaction. We're looking for it, searching for it, all the time. This existential suffering is concerned with the human predicament, with the whole way in which we perceive ourselves and our world, in which we perceive ourselves as private or public, of how life, as Sangharakshita has put it, slips through our fingers like snow. We seek to define ourselves, define others, limit ourselves, limit others, to box ourselves in. It is the process of appropriating experience, turning friends, foes, lovers, children, work, play, life into things that revolve around us. Yet life always seems to break out, to tear down the walls of limitation that we place upon it. Existential suffering is subtle and not easily recognized, yet it underpins all the other suffering that we experience. Existential suffering is like one big mistake that we keep making, the mistake being that all these attempts at satisfying ourselves, at seeking security in things that we can't control, that sooner or later are going to change in ways that we don't want them to, is born of the idea that they could do so in the first place. Now, I'm not trying to say that healthy human relationships, love, support, and so on, are not essential in life, because they are. Yet if we rely on them too much for our emotional well-being, they will sooner or later bring suffering. I find it interesting that in reflecting upon spiritual community, I found myself reflecting upon suffering so much. The poet W.H. Auden said that suffering is always exact, and I think by this he means that it is always crystal clear. We know when we experience pain. It reveals to us how we've been dependent upon others. It reveals to us how we've acted. And, well, pain, it just hurts, doesn't it? So what do we do?